Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. Wonderful to be together. Great to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel of Mark again and having a look at chapter 2, verse 13 to 17. But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, which is rich and true. And Lord, as we come before you now, we just ask that you would really bless your word to our hearts, that we might know it and treasure it, that we might see Christ in it. Would you give us hearts that are ready to believe what your word says and to accept it and to put it into practice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Well, we have seen our blessed Saviour interacting with many different types of people, and bringing them all gracious gospel hope, mercy, healing, and setting people free. Setting free the sinners, setting free those who are burdened, healing those who are brokenhearted. We've seen him being willing to touch the unclean and make them well. Jesus' arms are always wide open for those who would come to him. Those who would come to him who are desperately in need. And now we see Jesus even welcoming the tax collectors and the sinners. Now, to you and I, this might not sound very crazy, but for people of those times, to welcome a tax collector was just unthinkable. And to welcome sinners, probably referring to prostitutes, sexual sinners, or maybe just sinners in general, those who had been labeled as being sinful and disgusting, people that you would not associate with, to welcome them in was despicable. God forbid that you would sit at a meal with them. And yet here we see our glorious Saviour. Here we see Jesus, the Son of God. Here we see the Messiah sitting, reclining, fellowshipping with the tax collectors and the sinners. Not only does he associate himself with them, but he even calls a tax collector to be one of his disciples, to be one of his apostles, to be one of the cornerstones placed on top of the cornerstone of the church, one of the foundation blocks. This is our Saviour. It's magnificent. And yet, what's the reaction? What's the reaction of the Pharisees, of the scribes of the Pharisees, the chief Pharisees, the learned Pharisees? Well, Mark tells us that when the scribes of the Pharisees see, they're filled with disgust and they ask the question, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Like, why would you do that? That makes no sense." You could liken it to those really terrible low points in human history. When, for example, white people would say, "Oh, what? You're eating with a black person?" Or in Nazi Germany, when Germans would say, "You're eating with a Jew? How could you do that?" It's despicable. It's disgusting. It's unthinkable. It's hypocrisy and Pharisaicalism at its finest. Yet see Jesus' blessed response. He says to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came to call the righteous. I came to call not the righteous, but sinners." And you might think to yourself, well, this isn't a problem. Well, I mean, we don't have Pharisaicalism and hypocrisy of this nature. Christians, churches would never say, you're not welcome to be a part of us. You're a tax collector. You're a sinner. We want sinners to come in. Like that, we're grieved that they don't come in. We're encouraging our members to go out and bring them in. However, in my own country of New Zealand right now, the opposite is true. Today, our nation entered into vaccine passports, which means around about 13% of New Zealanders cannot have access to everyday things. Shops, libraries, and churches. Now, our government has said that churches don't have to do vaccine passports. They can have limited gatherings and welcome people in. And I'm glad to hear some churches are doing that. My own church is doing that. However, what has amazed me is that it seems as though the majority of churches are embracing vaccine passports, and if a tax collector or sinner who is unvaccinated comes to their door, they will say, "You cannot come in here." I know it's different, but the spirit is not any different, is it? The Pharisaicalism and hypocrisy of saying to someone who comes to hear the gospel, "You may not come in because of a medical procedure you have not undergone. You may not come in because you are not vaccinated." Is it that different to what the Pharisees said? Jesus Christ held his arms wide open for anyone who would come to him to be liberated from the burdens of sin. Jesus Christ came to save all sinners, regardless of their condition, regardless of their status in society, regardless of whether they were poor or rich, regardless of whether they were successful or unsuccessful, regardless of whether they were unclean or clean, regardless of whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And the same must be true of the Church of Jesus Christ, because we do not offer a different gospel. We offer the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is open to all. May God's church not buy in to this Pharisaical hypocrisy that we see in this passage, but rather keep her arms as wide open as Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, would you forgive us of our hypocrisy and Pharisaicalism? We thank you, Jesus, that you are a Saviour who has arms which are far wider than ours. We pray that you would help us to look upon all sinners alike and welcome them all to come to Jesus Christ. May the means of grace and the gospel of grace be proclaimed and given to all, without distinction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon.